This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
I want to thank you very much for being here, for joining me for another hour of Auto World. In this hour, we're going to bring forth one of our regular contributors. Pretty soon, you'll see his bio and picture up at AutoWorldRadio.com. He is the man when it comes to all things lubrication, an expert in the realm of synthetics and AMSOIL, and one of the biggest AMSOIL dealers in all of North America. I learn something from him every single week, and I know that you folks learn an awful lot, too. You can call us up with a question at 855-660-4261. Mackenzie is running the board in Minneapolis, just outside of Minneapolis, Minnesota. I and Dan are down here in the Orlando, Florida area, and we're here at your service, ready to help out. So email me, Bob, at AutoWorldRadio.com. Email Dan anytime. Do it at 3 o'clock in the morning. You can email him. It's DanWatson@theLoopPage.com. And we got a brand new affiliate. I tracked it down myself. So hello to everybody that somebody called in a previous hour of the broadcast, and we've got the frequency. So hello to everybody listening on AM 1370. Don't know the calls yet in Ocala, Florida, but we're very happy to be on in Ocala. I'll have to come over to the radio station and visit. That is great news. And it's always great news to have with us live Dr. Lubrication himself, Dan Watson. Dan, how are you doing?
I'm doing good, Bob. Doing good. It's I tell you though, I'm still waiting on that fall weather.
Yeah, no,
it's too warm today. Got to back up too high.
Well, today is a very special day. My dad was a World War II veteran, so I've been schooled in all everything you ever needed to know about World War II, and you are a veteran as well, serving on as a nuclear propulsion specialist, and today being Veterans Day, you're a veteran. Tell us a little bit about your U.S. Navy service.
Well, thanks for asking, Bob. Let me just start out by saying that I come from a family of veterans. My father was in the, you talk about World War II, he was in the U.S. Marines, and he was at Okinawa and Iwo Jima.
Wow.
And he passed away when I was just a kid about 4 years old. Then my stepdad, who was a great guy, he was a U.S. Navy veteran from the Korean War. And on my father's side, my Uncle Bill, or as we call him, Uncle Billy, was in the 8th Air Force and flew bombers into Germany in World War II. And my older brother, Sam, then he's retired from the Army, 101st Airborne. I don't never could understand jumping out of a perfectly good plane, but, you know, that's what he did. And my brother Clyde wasn't the military veteran, but he's a police veteran. So, you know, first responder type police. So
absolutely,
quite a group. And then I served in the U.S. Navy for 23 years and in the submarine service primarily overall. And I think it was John Kennedy, when he was a senator, hadn't made it to president yet, was asked what he thought he could say about he'd done in his life that had been useful or a contribution to society. And I'll paraphrase him, but he said, in general, I can say that I served in the United States Navy. And so he thought very highly of it. And, of course, he ought to. Remember, he was his PT boat. Banged out there in the Pacific. They made a movie about it. So, I mean, he had quite an experience for himself in World War II. But his experience was common with so many other people. If they, God willing, they lived through World War II, they had some very harrowing stories to tell of the great struggle in Europe and in the Western Pacific. So those guys are, they're going out now fairly fast because they're all in their 90s. And, you know, the next group is the Korean War veterans, and they're dwindling away pretty quick also. And then you get to the Vietnam veterans, and that's probably the larger group now. People kind of think, well, you know, Vietnam wasn't that big of a war compared to World War II and the Korean War. Why so many Vietnam vets? But you got to remember that it went on for right at 15 years.
Yep.
Okay, from 1960 was when the first of the advisors went into South Vietnam, 1960. Actually, a little earlier under Eisenhower, but the larger numbers in the 60s there. And we didn't leave that war until 75.
That's
a long time. So when you start serving with 400,000 or 500,000 men in country through a significant period, you're going to rotate a lot of people through that time in that many years. And so there's a lot of Vietnam vets, and now we're into the period of the Middle East wars with the first one in 1990 and then in 2003. So I guess you could say that our country's been at war in almost every generation of young men coming along. So I thank God that they're out there and they're willing to serve for the country, because it remains a dangerous world in the aspect that we have people in the world with you know, bad intentions towards the United States, and we put those guys on guard. All around the world, 24/7, there are U.S. military personnel on guard, protecting our interests, our rights, and sometimes our lives the world. So if there's any young men or women out there thinking in their mind whether serving in the U.S. military is something worth their effort or time, I would tell them the same that Kennedy said, that you finish it, you do it, you stand tall. One day you'll look back and say that it was important that they served. So don't hesitate to serve. The country needs you, and you will find it a rewarding experience.
Well, we salute you and all the other veterans out there, and we're very fortunate to have a volunteer force these days, and lots of young men and young women are getting into service, and at church they had all of the veterans stand up, and the number of women really surprised me, young women, but there are an awful lot out there. And you're right.
My daughter is my oldest daughter is a Navy veteran, almost 10 years in the Navy, came out as she decided to leave the Navy. She'd been promoted up to the rank of lieutenant commander, and then she decided to leave because the country is so stressed militarily. She served in, out of her nearly 10 years, about 7 years of it, she was overseas in the Middle East. So we can't push our military personnel to that kind of a pace. We need a larger military. It's as simple as that. If we're going to play these games, we need to play it with a full troop, not a half a service.
So true, and it is so true about folks out there with bad intentions towards the U.S. I think a lot of people are very naive about what's out there and the dangers we face. We'll take a pit stop, and then more with Dan Watson.
you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up two bottles of Lico Chops. Get the third bottle free.
New improved Lico Chops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, six extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at GCNLive.com.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us. We're going to have lots of fun in the remainder of this hour as we have our regular contributor with us live. It's Dan Watson from thelubepage.com. And Dan, why don't we get right to it? We've got Marty in New York asking a question. I heard you talk about microns when discussing filters a while back. How big is a micron? That's a good question.
Well, it is a good question, and I could just say it's very, very tiny. tiny, Marty. But that wouldn't give anybody any size of it. I could say it's 10 to the minus 6 micron. Still nobody would know what I'm talking about. That is, who cares about that? What size is it? Well, here's the best way to give a relative size of a micron. A normal average size human hair is 40 microns in diameter. So most people can look at the hair that comes off their head and hold it up in the light and see it and realize that they could cut it in 40 tiny little slices that were micron each. It'd be 40 microns for the width or diameter of your average human hair. So that at least gives us something we can compare the size to looking at something rather than talking about numbers that just don't seem to make any sense. Now, micron ratings are used in filters, and the average filter out here that you buy off the shelf or comes on your car might be somewhere in the, depending on the quality of the filter, it's going to run from 20 to 40 microns in size, the filtration capability to remove a particle that small. Now, that's pretty good when you think about that. I just said it takes 40 of them to make up a hair, so if you're talking about a 40 micron filter, it's removing particles that would be the width of a human hair, the size of a human hair. So that's pretty good, but in the world of filtration and preventing wear in your vehicle, it is assumed that you want to get those as small as you can, because millions and millions and millions of times these things rotate, the different things in the engine, the moving parts, and if these small particles are in there in enough concentration that the filter won't remove them, they can give you one of the world's most fine rubbing compounds. I mean, that's a fine rubbing compound. You think, I can't ever do anything. Just do it for 100 million revolutions of that part, because it's amazing how many times the revolutions that engine's going to turn over in the course of driving 200,000 miles or something. It's just unbelievable. So they are important. That's their size. And you can make a whole show on it, so we won't, because we've got other questions to do. But remember, 40 microns for the average, for the diameter of the average human hair. I think that's enough to say about it, Bob.
That is excellent. Let's move to Florida, where Jerry has a question, and an interesting one. Does AMSOIL make an aviation engine oil? I didn't know if they do or not. What's the answer, Dan?
Well, with all sadness to say, no. And remember the founder of AMSOIL was a hotshot fighter pilot for the Air Force, Air National Guard, Albert Amatuzio. So you know this is a heartbreaker when he started out and had an aviation oil. They don't have one now. They could put one in a bottle tomorrow. They know exactly what they'd want to do, but folks, you have to understand something about aviation. The liabilities in aviation are just ridiculous. When a plane crashes and there's anything under question, they would come to somebody like AMSOIL and say, well, we don't know, but we're going to look into it, and we're going to sue you. Probably your oil had something to do with the engine failing, so you're going to get sued whether you did or whether you didn't. You'll have to settle out of court. Otherwise, we'll take the whole business, you know, this kind of thing. Aviation liability is outrageous. And so the only people that can play in that game are these huge companies. And so you'll see the Texaco or the Mobil trucks fueling and providing the lubricants and everything that's required for these aircraft, because they're the only ones with deep enough pockets to handle the liability if one of them crashes. So that's the reason we don't have one. And people in experimental aircraft, which are not rated by the FAA as designed to have passengers, people build them. They build kit planes and all kinds of things. So there are lots of people across the country using AMSOIL products in those kit planes because they do not have to meet the certification for the carrying passengers. So That's a sad story of aviation and engine oil. It might change as AMSOIL gets bigger and they check that market out and see if there's enough money into it to figure out how they would handle the liability.
But yeah, that's a very interesting question. Tim in Atlanta dropped us a note. He writes, can I use synthetic grease in an application when conventional grease has been used for years?
Well, he actually opens up a question which is bigger than the one he asked. Grease compatibility is an extremely important aspect, whether the lubricant is synthetic or petroleum. It doesn't matter. The synthetic oil, let me first just back up and make sure people understand what grease is. If you had a sponge and you filled it with oil and it wasn't dripping out of the sponge, but when you pressed the sponge against a metal surface, oil came out of the end of the sponge, that's actually what grease does. Grease is like a sponge holding oil and just letting that oil out gradually against a moving surface. Okay? Now, we don't have a sponge. We have things we call thickeners, or sometimes even in the industry they're called soaps. And these are the things that make it look solid rather than liquid. But mixed in that thickener is a lubricant, a genuine lubricant that's either a synthetic oil or a petroleum oil with all the same things in it that you would have if it was just the oil itself lubricating a particular moving part. So the synthetic oil, it's probably in most cases around a 30 weight oil. Of course, there are thicker oil bases and greases you can buy that would end up being about a 50 or 60 weight oil and so forth. But in general, let's say I got this 30 weight oil, I mix it up with a thickener, and it becomes like a tube of toothpaste, sort of. Well, the oil I mix up in there still has all the additives that I put in it, such as anti-wear additives or extreme pressure additives like molybdenum, whatever it is, it's still in that oil. So that when that oil leaches out onto the moving part, it lubricates it like it's supposed to. Now, here's the problem. When we talk about grease compatibility, we'll just finish talking about it after the break.
I think that makes a whole lot of sense. If you have a question for Dan, 855-660-4261. This is Auto World.
10 miles east of the highway, hot sparks burning the night away. Two lips touching together.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. Speaking in the Sovereign American Cemetery in France, President Donald Trump honors the soldiers who lost their lives in World War I. Trump said French and American soldiers shared similar characteristics.
American and French patriots of World War I embody the timeless virtues of our two republics, honor and courage and glory.
French President Emmanuel Macron also marking the anniversary.
Le 11 novembre 1918.
November 11th, 1918, at 11 in the morning,
il y a 100 ans,
100 years ago,
jour pour jour, pour
on the day, on the hour,
Paris, comme dans toute la France,
in Paris and all around France, the bugles sounded and the bells pealed.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks so much for being here. My name is Bob Long, along with our man when it comes to all things lubrication, one of our great contributors here on the show, the CEO of thelubepage.com. That's right, thelubepage.com. It's Dan Watson, and Dan was busy deciphering this question, which has been sent in to us, about conventional grease being converted to synthetic grease. And Dan, you were doing an excellent job in explaining what grease is to begin with. And I honestly didn't know until you just started to tell us. So tell us more.
Well, as I said, what you're doing in grease, see, grease is applied to places where you can't hold a liquid. Remember, when you're greasing the chassis of your car, the ball joints and the tie rods and the steering mechanisms, that there's no way that you could put liquid oil in that application. It would just flow off onto the ground and nothing would be left. But if I have a way, most of the time through a Zerk fitting, that I can pump a little grease in there and it stays in, and every time that thing exercises itself or moves in some way, it presses against the grease and a little bit of film of oil exudes from the grease and lubricates the moving joint. So that's the whole idea of grease. It has to go in applications where liquid cannot be used, and because liquid would be our preference most of the time, just to use the pure liquid lubricating oil rather than this thick stuff that we call grease. But the liquid won't stay there, so I have to use the grease. So, okay. As I said, that grease has two components. It has the lubricant, the oil, and it has the thickener, which we call a soap in the industry. Now, compatibility of grease comes out to be the thickeners you use, not the oil. The oil in most cases would work, but what if the chemistry of the thickener is not compatible with the chemistry of another thickener, then we get strange chemical reactions, okay? Now, there is what they call a grease compatibility chart table, which is available. You can come to the lube page if you've got a specific application question and just ask me, and we'll get you back a quick answer and probably send you a copy of the compatibility chart. But you can look it up online these days if you look up grease compatibility chart and see what you come up with, because it's all over the place in the lube information. But a lot of times we see lithium, or what they call lithium complex grease. And people think that we're lubricating with lithium. We're not. We're lubricating with an oil that's in the lithium thickener, and lithium is the thickener. Now, that's pretty standard. Now, there is one exception in this that is kind of unique, and it's a grease, and it's the reason why Amsoil Synthetics uses this grease. They have what they call a calcium-based thickener. I don't want to get down in the weeds to where we can't see where we're going, but in oils, calcium is used a lot of times as an additional anti-wear agent. So if I have a grease that the thickener is made up of a chemical that can actually be used as an anti-wear agent, then as the thickener is used up in the process of distributing the grease, I mean the oil coming out, and it bleeds some of that calcium with it, it gives the oil coming out of the grease a higher load rating than if it was using a different kind of thickener. So one of the advantages of using a calcium-type thickener is that it can add to the performance of the lubricating oil that it actually bleeds out to make the joint lubricated. So grease itself is fairly straightforward. The first time we see grease being used is that they would use lard or fat to grease chariot wheels. Okay? Mm-hmm. So we've been greasing for a long time.
Yeah.
Just the types of grease, they've changed a lot because we got smarter as we went over time. I think they were probably having to push that fat on those chariot axles a lot because, you know, it's pretty heavy. Look at those things. I don't know how legitimately real they are from what you see. Some of them they show in the movies, projected in the movies. But it looks like a pretty heavy shaped wagon, and those wheels were on wooden axles, shaft going inside of a banged out, metal circle. So they needed something in there, else those things would have probably caught on fire running, pulling behind the horse. So I guess maybe it smelled like bacon fat frying or something. You know, got hot with that. The fat in there is grease. But whatever, that's one of the oldest records of knowing that grease is being used was on those chariot wheels. So anyway, back to the grease and his question. You can use synthetic grease anywhere that you had petroleum grease. But what you have to be careful of is you have to know if the thickeners are compatible. And that's very important. The wrong thickeners, for example, if you were to use a polyurea thickener with almost any other type of thickener, like lithium or calcium, what would happen is it'll liquefy the thickener, and most of your grease will probably ooze out of the joint, and before you know it, there'll be no grease left in it, no lubrication, and something's gonna seize up because there's no lubrication because you tried to mix two fully incompatible greases. So you got to be careful. End of question. End of answer.
You definitely got to be careful. And with that, why don't you make sure and give out your telephone number just in case somebody needs to talk about grease a little bit more?
Yeah, it's 800-370-2986, or you can email me at danwatson@thelubepage.com. Now, feel free to send me something, and don't think that every time you ask me a question, I'm going to try to sell you something. I've had numerous fleet supervisors over the years that couldn't buy anything but what they had in their shop. send me an email and ask me something because they were concerned about a problem, and I sent them back a good answer and said, hey, if it, you ever get any, they ever loosen up on you and want to try some Amsoil, I'd love to sell you some, but I understand, so here, be careful. Here's the things you got to look for, and I answered their question.
That's
so
great.
You don't get too nervous that I'm going to try to sell you something because you contact me to get a question answered. I'm interested in you getting the question answered, and then always I hope I can, you know, have a new customer, but that's not the ultimate aim.
Absolutely. The next question is from Billy, who is listening in Pennsylvania. He writes, my turbo diesel is not running as well as it should. My buddy says the diesel may have a low cetane rating. I'm not familiar with cetane. Is it the same as octane for diesel? Good question.
It is, and it's one that, you know, I come across this all the time because, listen, before I got in the lubrication world, I really didn't know much about cetane in particular. I'm kind of familiar with octane because you see it on the gas pumps, right?
Yeah.
But it's unfortunate in the world, the technical world, that it's true. Cetane is opposite of octane. Octane in gasoline is a rating of how slow the fuel will burn rather than detonate. We don't want in our gasoline engine a detonation. We want to burn. Now, people say, well, gosh, what's the difference? Well, a millisecond or two or 100 microseconds or something. Yeah, it doesn't sound like much, but in that moving piston in that area, it's important. We want the fuel to burn a nice expansion, pushing down on that piston, and not a high-pressure peak into nothing because it blows up. And when we come back, I'll define cetane and how it's different.
Perfect. More with Dan Watson straight ahead. Don't forget, Dan Watson at thelubepage.com or Bob at autoworldradio.com. That's the name of the show. This is Auto World on GCN.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
She's such a beautiful little puppy. I mean, we walk around the block and neighbors always say, her hair is so beautiful.
Healthy and shiny and glossy. DINOVITE.com.
Fatty acids, omega-3s, and omega-6s are great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
I would really recommend people starting their puppies on Dynavite before they get into what I would call the misery index. Bad skin, bad ears, bad breath.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the allergies,
grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
Dynavite for life.
This is Ed Lukasiewicz.
And Cindy Lukasiewicz.
Inviting you and your pets to Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day. Without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
We're talking all about cetane and octane and navigating through these dangerous waters. Is our lubrication specialist, our regular contributor. When you go to contributors.com, soon you'll see his picture and bio, but we hear him each and every week at this very same time. The man himself, Dan Watson. So, Dan, go back and reiterate what cetane is, and is it the same as octane, or is it something different?
Well, as I was saying, with gasoline, and folks remember, in a gasoline engine, we use a spark plug that ignites the gasoline, so we ignite it when we want to ignite it, and then we want to make sure that it burns at a rate, not as a detonation or explosion. That's the octane. So the higher the octane rating, the slower the fuel burns. So imagine in a racing application, they got 100 octane, okay, instead of 87 octane like you're running in your car. The reason is that's going to be a high compression engine, and they're trying to really make sure they can control keeping that from detonating. Your car is not running the high compression, it's not a racing engine, so you're down at 87 octane. Yours will be able to burn a little faster, but it doesn't matter because you're not asking for the performance there on that racing engine. Now, cetane, source of our question. In a diesel engine, you don't have a spark plug. What you are doing is you are compressing the air, and compressed air gets really hot. I mean, really hot. So in a diesel, you have to compress the air enough so that it is at such a temperature, a high temperature, that when the injector injects the diesel fuel into this very hot air, it ignites. Now, cetane is a rating of how easily the fuel can ignite. So it's the opposite of octane. The higher the cetane rating, the more, shall we say, it is easier to ignite a high cetane than it is a low cetane. So now I'm worried about getting this thing to actually ignite. If I had a poor cetane rating, say it was a cetane goes up through about 60, but for practical purposes, we're looking at diesel from 40 to, say, 55. If I had a 40 cetane, it might not fire off quite well enough to burn all the fuel and get all the energy out of the fuel in the compression cycle that it would if it were a 45 or even a 50. So I want to get all the energy I can out of this diesel. I want it all to burn and create great compression, great power. But in order to do that, it's got to ignite for me. So I have a rating that tells me how easily that fuel can ignite in these conditions, and that's cetane rating. Now, most number two diesel will be running in the low to mid 40s, 42, 44, 45, somewhere in that range. Now, I can get a higher cetane usually by additive if I want to. And if, like this diesel engine, the question is, it says it's not running well. Well, it might be cetane would help. He could have some poor fuel. I don't think that's a 50-50 chance of that being the case, because most of these turbo diesels are set up in such a way that you can tell the difference, because cetane will make your engine run, higher cetane will give it, it's almost like advancing the spark in an old gasoline engine, because the diesel will be setting off quicker, providing more power, and you'll hear less rattling in that diesel engine when you got a higher cetane rating. But you can in Florida, Bob, down here, we can get some pretty poor diesel in the winter months because they decide that the trucks and stuff are going to run okay down here. They wouldn't run too well on it in the northern climates. It's just not very good diesel. So we can run into some sort of diesel dumping in the southern latitudes. And in the winter, sometimes if you've got a diesel, you'll just wonder what happened, why it's not running well. It's probably because you got some low cetane rated diesel. Okay. But in general, to make sure the question's answered for Billy, try some cetane to raise it. But more times than not, poor running diesel engine is due to dirty injectors. That's much more common than poor cetane. But if Billy wants to go on my website, thelubepage.com, and drop me a note saying, hey, this is my problem, what do you think? I can make some recommendations to him. But just over the air here, I would say you got to put some type of an excellent injector cleaner in it, make sure the injectors come up to peak efficiency clean, and then worry about the cetane, because it's usually an injector problem when you have lower power production. Now, you could have a port, the turbo may not be boosting like it should, but that's all different things. But cetane these days, it's not prevalent to find it all the time in places of low cetane. You might find water in the diesel, but low cetane that would show up as really marked poor performance, not as likely as it used to be. Better control these days. So let's see if we can get a couple more in before we run out of time.
Great idea. Ben in Texas, I have a ranch and several different diesel tractors and trucks. Is the new Max diesel oil sufficient for my equipment, or should I use an older rating like CJ4 for better protection?
Well, his question is good, because this is common. Most of the older diesel equipment, the whole mix of it, they had much higher zinc and phosphorus ratings in those oils than in the newest one. But I got to tell you, the formulation that comes from AMSOIL, the new CK4 Max Protection oil, has six times the Detroit diesel specification for anti-wear. Six times.
Wow.
That rating. And so if you want to make sure you get the best protection possible, I highly recommend that you take a good look. Do your homework. Take a good look at the AMSOIL Max Protection or the AMSOIL what's called Heavy Duty Diesel, which is four times the rated protection required by Detroit Diesel, not by AMSOIL, but by Detroit Diesel's anti-scuffing test. And you'll get excellent protection. The current owner of AMSOIL, the son after his father died, Alan, he told me personally this is the best formulation they have ever made in this Max Protection diesel oil from AMSOIL. So if you want to make sure you get the best protection, I tell you, do some homework, do a little research, And if you want me to send you detailed information, I'll be glad to do that too. But that stuff's amazing. And I own a diesel. It's just amazing oil. So take a look at it. But you do not have to run the CI4, although that is available from AMSOIL. But you won't find CI4 rated oil out in the marketplace, or hardly even CJ4 anymore. You're going to find the new CK4. And depends upon how that is formulated, it may not have the level of protection you're looking for if it's in a standard petroleum-based oil. Let's get another one in, Bob. We got time. We can do it.
Well, just make sure and give out your telephone number and your website.
Yes, that's Dan Watson at thelubepage.com. Telephone number is 800-370-2986.
All right, let's see if we can get one more, and my computer decided to do a little trick on me here at the last minute. But it's great news about the new station in Ocala.
Oh, yes. Welcome to the station in Ocala. I'm not far from you, and I do have some places in Marion County around Ocala that you can buy some AMSOIL. So, hey.
Oh, that's fantastic. All right. I'm having trouble on this end. Why don't you get one from your end?
Okay. I think I got one here. It came in from Alex in California, and I love this question. It says, I fly large model airplanes with small two-stroke engines. I've seen some of the guys using AMSOIL. Which AMSOIL do you recommend for this application? I never would have even expected this, but I found this out years ago. Big bunches. I had a whole club. These guys buy AMSOIL 100-to-1 two-stroke oil, and they use it in these. They'll mix up a little gallon can of it, and, you know, of course, these model airplanes don't have big tanks. So they'll pour in their little half a cup of oil, and that's what they run in these things. And those little engines are screaming in those model airplanes. It is quite a club. You'd have to see these guys in action, Rob. They've got some airport that's, you know, like a municipal airport or somewhere that's not big, you know, all real busy. And they are flying these things. And those planes, you would think that you were watching dogfights from World War II. They got those things loopity-loop and everything else, and those little engines just screaming.
Oh,
that's
that
another place
fantastic.
You find AMSOIL preferred.
Wonderful. Dan, thank you so much for all of your great talents and for all the wonderful information.
See you next time, Bob.
Sounds great. That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. Check out my website as well, autoworldradio.com.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car, parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Happy the rescue dog. He was missing hair, stinky, scabby. But I have a vet that I trust, and she recommended Dynovite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynovite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of Super Mega fish oil free.
Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Free this week at Dynovite.com.
Dynovite.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.